Just For You came about purely as some sort of a rush of blood to the head, passionate inspiration for my darling wife. My name's Paul Shirley, and the last band was called the Paul Shirley Show Band.
I'm living my life just for you.
When Paul Shirley was wooing the beautiful Margaret, he wrote her a love song, Just For You. What he wasn't expecting was that 52 years into his marriage to Margaret, that song would end up on the soundtrack to a major movie starring Sam Neill. Even convincing Margaret to marry him hadn't been a sure thing. Maybe taking life advice from Johnny Cash backstage hadn't got Paul off to an ideal start. But here is how Paul Shirley ended up on the soundtrack to The Portable Door.
I'll be a fool just for you.
I had my first band at 14. I think that band and the Cravats were the first rock and roll bands in Hobart. I went to a Catholic school, and I'd have to say the brothers weren't real impressed. I got to do some of the shows at City Hall. Cold Joy's band, the Joy Boys, played for me on this particular occasion. I did my number, I went backstage, and Johnny Cash and the Tennessee Two were there playing stud poker and drinking copious amounts of bourbon. And Johnny Cash said, "Hey, come in there, boy." And he said, "Come and join us." He said, "Do you play stud poker?" And I said, "No, I don't, Mr. Cash." He said, "They call Jesus by his first name, so you please call me John." So I said, "Oh, okay, John." He said, "So you don't play stud poker?" He said, do you drink bourbon?" Well, I said, no, I haven't yet. He said, "Do you do much horn?" And I said, "Well, not really." So you better get started, boy.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah, well, some of the best advice I'd ever received.
Just for you.
Somehow, in all of this, wanders a delightful young woman called Margaret. Oh, yeah. How did you meet Margaret?
I think at one of more of my gigs in those days, we became friends, and eventually she couldn't resist me.
The course of true love did not always run smoothly. No. What happened when you tried to take Margaret out for the first time?
Well, I turned up at her door with tuxedo, a box of chocolates, a bottle of champagne, a beautiful bunch of flowers, and a reservation for the most expensive restaurant in Hobart. And as the door opened, she said, "I've changed my mind. I'm not going." And in answer to my strangled why, she said, "Because you've got a bad reputation."
Ouch.
Ouch. Oh, yeah.
And how did you win her over?
Oh, just persistence. We had quite a long friendship and engagement, and we got married in 1971, and that's now 52 years ago, isn't it? So, you know, it must have worked pretty well.
Break every rule just for you.
At what point did you write a song for her?
Must have been about 69 or 70 when, before we were married.
What do you remember of writing Just For You?
I don't. I have no recollection of writing it at all.
Here it is as the A side of a single. Who put this out?
Oh, the late Peter Richmond, who was a eminent Hobart musician, entertainer, established a Tasmanian record label called Van Diemen. We actually recorded it in the 7HO studios, and I think, I don't know if it was anything better than a two-track recorder. Fairly primitive, but in actual fact, the quality wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
Recording quality. I don't know about the performance.
How did Margaret feel about it?
Oh, I think she just took it as part of her entitlement. which was fine, yeah.
So this came out. You released it. You say it wasn't much of a hit. Fast forward 52 years of love and building a family with Margaret. And how much of a fan of your work is your grandson, Simon?
Oh, very much so, because his taste in music is very eclectic. I think he genuinely has some respect for my sort of music that I did. I love his music. I think his musicianship is brilliant.
He uploaded Just For You by the Paul Shirley Show Band with some images from the era onto YouTube, and then fielded a phone call from some movie producers. Do you know much about what happened?
No, I have no idea what happened. All I can gather is that a company that does licensing of creative works apparently heard the song, I suppose, because Simon put it on YouTube and decided it might fit in with this Sam Neill movie. I have no idea why. I still don't know why.
A lovely scene where they sit down in a diner. The two protagonists sit down in a diner and it's your song playing in the background.
Well, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I had no idea of how it was used. You're the first person to tell me how it was used because I haven't seen the movie.
Right. You'll have to check it out.
Yeah, I will. Okay.
Did it make you put your record on and have a listen?
No.
You haven't even put your song back on?
No.
You're a modest man, Paul.
No, I'm not. I'm just pragmatic.
Are you getting a fee for this?
No, Simon organised it all and I was offered a fee, which I think was, you know, quite generous. I gave my permission and I paid Simon his 10% agent's fee.
Good to be the grandson.
Just, I've now got, in the winter of my years, I've now got a new manager, Simon.
Do you have any more love songs kicking around which may need to resurface?
No, yeah, there are two. There's one's called Pretty Girl, which I might try and revive, and there's another one called Thinking of You, which I might try and put together again. There's an old scratched LP over there of some songs I did.
Really, it's been a lifetime in Tasmanian music.
How much luckier can you get than that? It's just good luck.